Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Leora Houghton about the Courage Ride, raising money for sarcoma research. So Leora, can we start with the origins of the Courage Ride, when it started and by whom?
Yes, we've done this about 17, 18 years, and it was started by Jackie and Tom Bailey from Kelowna, Riverside, Washington area, and their son died of sarcoma cancer in 2003, and since 2005, the Courage Ride has been focused on raising funds and awareness for this type of cancer.
Why a bike ride? Was there any reasoning behind that specifically?
I do know the answer to that. Seth Bailey, the son of Tom and Jackie, was very active, and he was training with Paralympics in swimming. He had been a basketball player for what was then Iowa Mennonite School, so they wanted to do something active, and they hadn't heard of a bike ride as much as they had, you know, a walk or a run, and their family liked the bike ride. So it was very tied in with a very active family.
So this year's ride was held 2 months ago, back in August. Can you talk about the overall success of that event?
Yeah, every year we kind of go, oh, I think that was the best one ever. And this year, we thought it was the best one ever. You know, a couple of reasons. One is we had to stop during 2020, and we actually were able to give the hospital $50,000 that year because of the generosity of people, and we did a virtual ride. So then we had 2021, where people are still, you know, a little edgy. Well, by this year, it was back to being just a full-fledged ride. It was a beautiful day. The weather cooperated with us, and we raised $65,000 to the Iowa Sarcoma Program from the proceeds of that ride. The other thing that made that significant from a money point of view is this is the first year we've tried to attract different companies that would have a feel for this. So this was the first year we were able to attract a Stryker International company, orthopedic division, and they gave us $7,500, which is our largest one-time donation so far. It was exciting because the ride itself was great. People were back having a great time, and we caused some, let's say, international excitement. That could be a spin just above what it was.
I mean, you had people from almost a dozen states participate, so I wouldn't say that international is a stretch at all.
Well, thank you. When you're there, you can just feel the connection between people. Some families come back year after year after year, whether they lost their loved one to sarcoma cancer or whether their loved one lives through it. It's just like a palpable thing.
Unless you're there, I don't think it's something that you really can put into words. It's more of just that sense of community.
Yes.
And that feeling.
Yes, sense of community is the succinct way of putting it, and that's perfect.
So as the director of the Courage Ride, what goes into the planning and organization of an event like this?
Well, you know, some things are very simple. You have to make sure you tell the city. We have to ask Big Grove if they will host again. We have to ask the city if we can have the path. That's like the first things we do. And then we have a fantastic committee. We have a guy that's done the routes for a long time. We've got people that talk to the county, make sure we have the proper signs. We've got the people working on the food. We have people working on the music. Oh, we have a professional marketer whose son survived sarcoma cancer. So we have somebody that knows how to get the word out for us in the proper way we want it to come out. So this is the best committee I've ever been on. So I just let them do their thing and make sure it all lines up.
Looking forward to next year's ride. It's scheduled for August 12th of 2023. When and how can people register for that event?
Well, the actual registration for the event would be sometime in the spring of 2023. We have a website that's always up, so people can contact us at any time if they want to donate, if they want to be a part of the ride, if they want to volunteer in any way. I can't give you an exact date because I don't know that. But we also do a virtual ride. This is a funny thing. We were going to do a virtual ride in 2020 before COVID because we had people in other areas that can't get to Iowa City on that day. So we started a virtual ride that year, and we keep up that virtual ride. So we have people riding in smaller towns or other places that can't get here. So you can sign up for virtual or sign up for the actual ride, and that will be next spring.
So, Leora, as we start to wrap up here, reminder that the event is the Courage Ride, and it has raised over $800,000 so far for the Holden Comprehensive Cancer Center for sarcoma research. Mm-hmm. If people are unable to attend next year's event, are there any ways that they can still support sarcoma cancer research?
Yes. If you go to our website, you can find where you can donate. Here's the cutest way somebody is donating. There's a couple of boys who raised money for their grandfather with a lemonade stand. And they give us the money that they raise, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 that they raise on their lemonade stand every year. So, you know, you can have a fundraiser, you can donate, you can virtually ride, you can ride, or you can come and just hang out, listen to music. You can do our silent auction. There are many ways that you can participate and still feel like you're really a part of this.
Leora, thank you for your time. My hat's off to you and all that you're doing for not only this event, but just cancer research as a whole.
Well, thank you. And may I say just a word about the sarcoma docs and researchers? We do have an event in the fall that's just people who want to hear them speak. And usually it's just committee, but to hear them speak about how they work together for cancers and sarcoma cancers specifically is just a beautiful thing. I mean, they're heartfelt. In addition, that's what their jobs are. So we feel lucky to be a part of what they do as well.
That was Leora Houghton joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Courage Ride. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.